Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Checkity check, two, check. Of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wacky Wednesday, May 1st, 2013, aka May Day, or Labor Day, or whatever you want to call it day. Burn Seattle to the ground day. That's right, folks. I just initiated a impromptu broadcast. I was on the Twitter and saw a non-sicko going absolutely ballistic. I was caught up in a conversation with him and a few other people. We were talking about crony capitalism, and all of a sudden it turned into a discussion about ancient Rome and Julius Caesar. I have no idea what's going on. So I thought it would be better to just let Sicko loose on the air. He can get it all out here and won't have to pollute our timelines. Although I think he's technically in Twitter jail. Speaking of Twitter jail, a gentleman who I believe was just released from Twitter jail will hopefully be joining us as well tonight. Foolish Reporter. Foolish Reporter is on the ground right now in Seattle as things are unfolding. There is violence. There is mayhem. There is arson. It's crazy. It's a full lockdown police state going on right now in Seattle. And Foolish Reporter is in the middle of it. And he's going to give us a report, hopefully, at some point during the show. Sooner rather than later, maybe. I hope he's okay. You know, he does have the name Foolish Reporter, I suppose for a reason. Perhaps because he decides to go cover mass riots by anarchists. Yeah. So if you're not up to speed, let me tell you, folks. Several people have been arrested after a May Day protest in downtown Seattle turned violent Tuesday night. That's today. Wait, Tuesday? Wait a second. It's not Tuesday night. It's fucking Wednesday night. I'm reading an article that has a typo in it. And aren't May Days aren't protests, are they? You're not protesting. You're celebrating workers' rights, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I could be totally wrong, but I understand, you know, this is a day that's been around as long as our Labor Day has. And in fact, it used to be we used to celebrate Labor Day on the same time as May Day. But then Grover Cleveland didn't want to be associated with the commies and socialists and Marxists, so he moved it. Anyhoot. I picked the wrong article to read. This is a Q13 Fox report, and they've already fucked up the report in the first sentence. Anyways, Q13 Fox reports police were using pepper spray and ball blasts. Ball blasts. I've used ball blasts many times in my day, and it was never used for crowd control, if you know what I mean. So the pepper spray and ball blasts, which give off a bang and a dose of pepper to control the crowd, the protest turned violent at 7:45 p.m., with protesters throwing rocks, bottles, metal bars at officers. Police officers ordered the protesters to clear the area or face arrest. Reuters reports that one protester was seen using a skateboard to smash windows in a Walgreens drugstore in the city's Capitol Hill neighborhood. Others overturned trash cans and lined newspaper racks to block police. Yeah, you know, here in the Bay Area in San Francisco, we learned about 10, 15 years ago to lock down those newspaper racks. I remember when, what was it, March of 2002 or 2003 when we invaded Iraq. Oh, my God. All these anarchists and black blockers and whatever they are, they all turned over the newspaper racks and stuff, threw them in the street, blocking traffic. It was actually kind of funny. I happened to be traveling downtown at that time, and had a video camera on me, and got some great footage of some businessman, you know, in his suit, outside of his car, dragging newspaper racks out of the street so he could continue on. Yeah, so good times. Blah blah blah. Seattle police tell Reuters that as of 9 p.m. local time, 11 adults and 2 juveniles have been arrested for assaults and property damage. Several people were shown on local TV stations being taken into custody. Seattle police said in a tweet that one officer was injured by a thrown object. His condition was not immediately clear. They're quoting tweets. You see this? The freaking... Oh, I love it. I love it, and I'm disgusted by it at the same time. How much the media and the powers that be take Twitter seriously. Like, they still don't get Twitter. They still don't get it. Twitter lies. Twitter lies. But I guess if they tweet it, it's okay. But yeah, it's... Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Seattle's... Yeah, that's a great way to get your message out via tweet, Seattle Police. Ask the Associated Press in 60 Minutes how getting their message spread out through Twitter, how that's worked out for them recently. Let's see. The violence broke out as darkness fell in Seattle following a day of May Day rallies in cities across the country that were planned by a coalition of organized labor activists, students, civil rights advocates, and others to call for an overhaul of immigration laws. Workers' rights, Labor Day, have anything to do with immigration laws? I don't get it. Well, that's the story. Hey, everybody in the chat room. Thanks for showing up on such short notice. Especially Asshurt MacFags. Hello, Asshurt. I finally have come to terms with my deep affection for Asshurt MacFags, and I expressed it to her on Twitter. I've been trying to deny it. I can't. But, yeah, it's out. It's out. Also, let's see. Another lady in the room, Becalina. Hey, Becalina. Hope your sunburn is doing better. Chef Bonardie in the house. What's up, Chef Bonardie? City of Flint in the building. Danny Dantalian in the house. Dr. Jeep. Hey, Dr. Jeep. Welcome to the show. Ooh, Geist. What's that, Comic Sans? Geist. 2 minutes for using Comic Sans or whatever font that is. So gay. No wonder. You're definitely a brony. Let's see. Where did I leave off here? Dr. Jeep, foolish reporter, who we will be hopefully hearing from soon. Nick says I can't mute him. Oh, yes, I can, Nick. You are muted. 2 minutes, Nick, for challenging me, for challenging the host. Yeah, it's told. Hey, Assert, I don't know if you've been around, but I pride myself on making this a 100% no free speech zone. This is I run this show like a fascist dictatorship. No, Hitler is not the right comparison, Gonzo. It's more like Mussolini. I'm more of a benevolent dictator. Fuck the Weirdos is here. Hey, Fuck the Weirdos. Gonzo, oh, hello? Is this thing on? Shit. Gonzo PhD in the building. Good to see you, Gonzo. Bunch of guest listeners. Hey, guest listeners. Nick Knack sitting in the penalty box there. Am I still breaking up, dude? I was breaking up for a second because I pulled on the... I pulled on... Yeah, I pulled on the microphone cord and it, whatever. Okay. Melissa 13 in the house. Nyan Wall, Whale, Wall, Whale, Nyan Whale. Rachel Jimenez. Hey, Rachel. Seely Star in the house. Shadow DXS in the building. Sicko in the house. Sicko going with Sicko Zero for his name. Vert in the building. And last but not least, in the penalty box, Geist, serving 2 minutes for using a gay-ass brony font. Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. I'm gonna go with Sicko first here. Sicko, are you there? Hang on a second.
Hey, what's going Sicko. On,
hey, Sicko, welcome to the show.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, dude. I'm doing a lot better than the people in Seattle who are watching their city burn to the ground.
That city's not burning to the ground.
Total. Have you seen the pictures?
Yes, I've seen the pictures. The
anarchists are out of control.
Let's not be too melodramatic here. Come on. Compared to last year on May Day, this year in Seattle is relatively tame. So let's not pretend like it's out of control. So, to be fair, it probably would have gotten a lot worse. That being said, who knows, if I've seen protests that people thought were going to be extremely violent, looked like they were going to be extremely violent, and because the cops didn't do anything to us, nobody did anything to anything, and we marched, and we went back to where we came from, and we got stoned, and we all went home. Even the local media reporters...
Okay, you can quit trying to downplay it, Sicko. We all know. We've seen the pictures. It's pandemonium up there. In fact, I fear for foolish reporter's life. I hope he's going to make it through the night.
Life. Any other reason? He's on to way too many government conspiracies. I assume the CIA is going to take him out at any minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's our in-house conspiracy dude.
Oh, we have one of those.
Yeah.
I thought pretty much all of us were conspiracy theorists here.
Yeah, but he's our expert. He's the person that we're going to put on the stand, and we have to testify about all this shit.
Okay. Well, let's see. I think this might be him on the line. Let me check. Hey, foolish reporter, is that you?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm worried about you, bro. Are you in a safe place? Are you in the middle? You out of the crossfire?
Yeah, I'm actually at home, kind of just relaxing.
Uh huh.
I was in the shit class.
It's okay, bro. It's okay.
Yeah.
I can hear the fear in your voice. I understand. It's fine. You're among friends. Keep your composure. We can get through this. Now, if at any point your line cuts out or whatever, I hope you can get to somewhere safe and call back in. Who knows? These black blockers, they could take down power lines and phone lines. They'll probably take down the internet. I'm sure Anonymous is mixed up in this. I mean, by the end of the night, Seattle will probably cease to exist.
It'll still be there. It'll probably just be uninhabitable for, a couple, at least a few years.
Yeah.
I think I've heard these anarchists might have a dirty bomb.
Oh, my God. That's all
I know.
Once those anarchists get their hands on a nuke, it's over.
It is a national security issue of the highest order, that's for goddamn sure.
So, Foolish, were you down at the scene at all today? Did you see anything at all, or what has been your?
No, opinion? I didn't make it up to Seattle this year. I was there last year, but I was just watching on Twitter. So. But wait, obviously there was enough people there.
I thought you lived in Seattle.
No, I live a little bit south.
Oh, okay. Like Tacoma, yeah. Some shit like that.
Yeah, SeaTac.
Yep.
Great area. Great part of the country. That's God's country up there.
I know.
And it's a shame that these rat balls are stinking up the joint. Like look at my slideshow there. These guys are bashing up the front window of an NFL store.
Yeah.
Now tell me how bashing in the window of an NFL memorabilia store is going to help advance immigration rights and workers' rights.
Well, first, real quick, you were talking about what does today's have to do with immigration. First, you were right. Today's not a protest day. Today should be a celebration day. It's celebrating workers' rights. But in this country, it's painted more as an immigration day. That's why you have all these huge immigration protests. Once you go outside of the United States, it becomes a lot more about workers' rights and shit. The actual meaning of what May Day is supposed to be. Smashing up some random store's windows. Sometimes it's not about necessarily sending a point. Sometimes people frustrated by a system that has that has screwed them over at every turn.
I believe we have a butthurt request form that they can fill out. Do these people, are they aware of this?
You know, people riot, and again, I'm not saying all people. There are a lot of people involved in these riots who just want to go and fuck shit up. You know what I mean? They just want to go and act like idiots. But sometimes, and even behind some of those people, what causes these feelings are the fact that we can go out there and legit protest all day long. I could organize, give me a couple months, and anybody here with enough effort could organize a march with thousands of people at it. The thing is that doesn't matter. They're not going to listen to you. So a lot of these people feel
like... Wait a second. You mean I could potentially organize an anti-bacon march of thousands of people?
No, I actually doubt you could... Anti-bacon might be the one topic you're not going to be able to organize a protest around.
No, dude, you just said anybody could do it.
We're in the land of hippies. You could probably do that here.
You don't want to focus on bacon industrial complex.
I was just up in hippie country. I know people. I know vegans. I know people who eat granola. I know people that burn sage in their VW buses, douse themselves with patchouli oil. It'll get ugly. Watch out, you bacon lovers.
My point is, though, is sometimes breaking a window isn't necessarily trying to get your message across. And mind you, I disagree with the tactic, but I can empathize.
Why do they target the NFL store? That's what. Why not the NHL?
They're not the NFL store. The NFL store just happens to be what's there. Most of these times, you'll see in these actions that the targets are actually a little more well thought out. Today in Spain, a Land Rover store got smashed up, and I can see their justification behind that. In a country that is struggling the way Spain is.
Somebody bashed up a Land Rover store?
Yeah. In a country...
A great way to destroy a Land Rover showroom would be? To drive a fucking Land Rover through it.
But I'm sure these people's thought process behind it is our country is being ripped apart by austerity measures. You know, None of us have seen austerity yet, bro.
You haven't even seen austerity yet.
Sure,
they are so chicken shit of actually following through on these cuts. They try to make these sequestered cuts seem like you know they're making a big surgical ripping out of major entitlements and whatnot, and it's nothing. It's just a little fluff that they're trimming off the edges. But I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You were talking about Spain?
Yeah, these people in Spain look at it as, we don't have any jobs, there's not enough money to help the poor, the government is cutting everything from the poor, the only people that are okay are the rich elite, the people who are the only people who can afford a Land Rover, these are the people that are fucking up our country, so this is a way to strike back at them. You know what I mean? It's the same reason why somebody might smash up or why last year in Oakland you saw a BMW store get smashed up. You know, it's people looking at Land Rovers as maybe it's a little more decadent than what people should be, than what people, what everybody else has happened to deal with. So why should the rich elite get to have it, you know?
Actually, if you think about it, by smashing up these windows, they are creating jobs. Somebody's got to clean up the glass, and then someone has to hire a company to come and replace the glass. I wonder if these black blockers are really in the plate glass industry. They're always going after glass, big plate glass windows.
Don't forget private security.
I think I figured it out. This is all a ruse to fill the
pockets of big glass.
Of big glass.
Private security as well, bro.
Oh my God! The answer was right in front of our face the entire time.
Occupy an anarchist.
Yes.
Or
no wonder they dressed in black. They don't, dude. These people are glass installation and technicians. They are purposely going after glass windows. My God.
We need to. Who's got the direct line to Jones?
Oh, man. All right, guys. Let's bring on some calls. We got Danny Dantalian on the line. Let's see what info he has for us. Danny Dantalian, you're on with us. Oh, and Foolish Reporter, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Is that Danny?
No, this is Truth is Sexy. Me and Agent 47 actually hacked his Skype.
Truth is Sexy, you just hacked Danny Dantalian's Skype?
That's correct.
Oh, really? Wow, I've finally get to hear your voice. You sound kind of hot.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered.
You know, I really feel bad. You know, I've seen a lot of people go after you online. There's Anons hate you. Russell League hate on you. I think Russell League had a tournament, on who is the biggest potato. And you beat out Sue Basco. I thought that was so unfair. I didn't vote for you. I voted for Sue, just so you know.
Well, look who's laughing now.
Right. So, Truth is Sexy. What do you think about the situation in Seattle? I'm sorry. Are we on a delay here? Truth, are you? Okay, she hung up. She hung up. Maybe Danny got his Skype back. Wow, that was random. I always wondered what she sounded like, though. Good times. 347-826-7667 is the numero. I'm Vincent the Bay. It's the Foolish Sicko Takeover Show, more or less.
Well, I want to talk about what I was talking about on Twitter earlier with
Brooke. Oh, God.
I think you and Foolish are good people to present this question to y'all in a way that in a better medium so people can understand it better. What we have right now is not actual capitalism. You know, it's crony capitalism, it's corporatism, it's mercantilism, however you want to put it. It is what it is. But if that's what we have now, the corporations that exist today are very much guilty of exploiting the rules. They're very much guilty of manipulating the process to make the rules work for them. You know, I've been using the example of Apple all day long. Apple goes around suing all of their competitors, saying, "Oh, well, they stole our idea because we have rounded corners," and that's not a free market either. So if these companies have profited and have flourished outside of a free market, then if we were to install a free market, why would we allow these companies to continue to exist? I'm not saying that we should get rid of corporations. I'm saying we should get rid of the current corporation. Allow actual free market corporations to take place. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'd say if we get back to a free market, then it would just increase competition for them. They'd be brought back down. My issue with corporations, I'm starting to look at them like government. They're too top-heavy and too big and too bureaucratic. I don't ascribe the evil intent to them that a lot of people do, but I tend to reserve that for the government. But, yes, I think if you got back to a pure free market form of the economy, a lot of them would probably still stick around, but they wouldn't have as much undue influence or the perceived undue influence that everybody seems to think they have. So,
sure they would. In a completely unregulated market, in a completely free market, nobody would ever be able to compete with Microsoft and Apple. Ever. Microsoft and Apple have too much resources to throw at things. So if we just, you know, it was like, okay, these are the rules starting today. Everybody has to play by these new rules. These are how we're going to run things. The corporations and everybody who have already built up their power base for, you know, the previous decade will have a head start, a one-up on everybody else. That, to me, doesn't seem like a free market. in a free market, at least my interpretation of a free market, and I could be wrong here, I'm by far not an economist, companies shouldn't get such a head start. Like, I get that not everything's not going to be 100% equal. Some people are going to have to work harder than others. That's just the fact of life. But it's one thing to say, okay, well, this person has a little bit more of a head start to me than trying to say, I'm going to start a new computer company and compete with Microsoft. You see what I'm saying? And anybody who doesn't think that Microsoft has manipulated the system to make conditions, you know, for them to flourish. Like, anybody who would think that just is being naive. You know what I mean? The copyright system in and of itself, to me, is fairly the way we implement it. I won't say that a complete copyright system is anti-free market, but the way it's implemented now is anti-free market. So every company that has benefited from this broken copyright system should at least be brought back down to a level playing field, correct?
All right, here's my take on Apple, all right? Your example of Apple. What Apple started, it was three hackers in a garage tinkering around with shit, trying to, you know, taking spare parts and trying to turn it into shit. And they stumbled upon a great idea. And there was no... The Illuminati were not there freaking handing him cash to develop their shit. They did it on their own in a garage, and they developed an idea that caught on. They were charismatic. They were smart. They were very resourceful. They were able to consider other tech stalwarts who had already, had advanced in the field to invest in their idea. So they weren't the evil corporation. They weren't even a corporation back then.
Absolutely.
Okay, they weren't the evil corporation that they allegedly are now. Okay, let's give them credit for that first.
Absolutely.
And in order to develop their idea further and expand it and make it better and cheaper and more affordable for people, they needed more capital to be invested. All these companies, you know, if you have a company and it's profitable in the first year, you're fucking genius. And so all these companies, everything needs an angel investor, needs some sort of initial seed funding if they don't have it themselves to develop it along. Now, if that seed and money comes from somewhere else, guess what? You're a little bit indebted to whoever helped you out. Okay? And then the further you get up the food chain, suddenly you're shaking hands with people who work at Goldman Sachs, who work at J.P. Morgan Chase. Suddenly, you know, you're a behemoth playing with the big boys. You go public. You essentially turn your company over to Wall Street and have them place bets on your company, essentially, and help you raise money. But then they'll also fucking rip you a new asshole just as fast. So they have a very, very fine line that they have to cross. Okay, and maybe their mistake in your eyes is deciding to take Wall Street money to begin with, to decide that they would be a publicly traded company. Maybe that's where they jumped the shark. That was their mistake. Maybe they should have just say we're going to be indie, we're going to be a privately held firm, we're going to do our thing. But no, they are beholden to Wall Street. And it all comes back to the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve owns Wall Street. It was created by Wall Street. And that's where the real root of the problem is there's tons of money out there right now. There's tons of money to feed people with. There's tons of money to make sure everybody's sheltered and housed.
Mm-hmm.
But the banks and the corporations are so afraid of taxes going up and shit that they're trying to hide this money that they've been given to from the government, our tax dollars, and they're just sitting on it on the sideline. There's like trillions and trillions of dollars in banks and corporations that's just cold cash sitting on the sideline. Wait, because there's nowhere to put your money right now and get any sort of return, because people figured out that all things being equal, it doesn't make sense to get a yearly return of 10% on your investment at least every year. Hello, Bernie Madoff. And for people who cry that these people don't go to jail, they go to jail. The real bad guys go to jail. They get caught. You don't read about it. They don't get glorified as much as some, but you know, as for you know, maybe three get away for every one that gets caught. You know what I mean? It's just kind of how it works. It's kind of like when that crisis hit. You know, there were a couple casualties. Sorry, Washington Mutual. Sorry, Lehman Brothers. Sorry, Bear Stearns. You guys don't make the cut. Eventually, it's just going to boil down to one big corporation. It's just going to be Disney. It's going to be the world, you know, Disney's the world, Earth, whatever.
Yeah, but you kind of strayed a little bit. Back to Apple. Apple's humble roots, and they're humble roots, albeit, you know, a little controversy how he gets his idea. But, you know, hey, that's the tech world. That's kind of what happens. You show your idea to somebody. You better make sure you can trust them. You know what I mean? Like, don't trust people that you can't trust, you know? But anyways, so their humble roots, none of that is what I'm saying. Since they've been started, they have manipulated the system. they have used the court to quash fucking competition. They have, and that's not a free market. They have done all kinds of shit that are anti-free market. So why should we, if we establish a free market, a corporation who have flourished under a non-free market, continue to hold these same benefits when a free market is established?
Foolish. Would you like to add anything?
I was going to say, what I kind of always think about is, in the instances where they don't break the law, they are just operating within the shit that the government allows them to do. And then you kind of get tied into the relationship between big money and government. But
yeah, and they work out the loopholes. It's like, you know, all right, hey, we'll put this PR campaign out there. Hey, everybody, you're getting free health care, Obamacare. Yay, it's free health care for everybody. Seriously, you look at these comedians on Twitter, and they're like, dude, finally we got free health care. It's like, dude, you're not getting free health care. Wait a year. Wait till you get the bill, you know, for whether, you know, for whether you got to pay the penalty or not. You know, it's not free. You're going to be forced to buy your fucking health insurance. It's not even health care. It's health insurance. You're going to be forced to buy health insurance.
But
then you get the health care. It's not free.
I'm not even talking about necessarily even loopholes. I'm talking about manipulating the rules.
That bill is a great example of manipulation. That bill was originally Hillary Care. And before that, it was written up by the fucking Heritage Society. That thing bounced back and forth between parties, and this time they wrapped it up in a bow and called it Obamacare. It's a benevolent leader. Obama wouldn't fuck us.
I'm not condemning the corporations that say use the tax loophole to save them, you know, a few $1,000 or whatever. I'm talking about the corporations who
Obama, Goldman Sachs, the UC system, the two highest contributors to Barack Obama's presidential campaign.
Goldman Sachs and the University system
of California, the system that is dying for cash, is giving money away to Obama. Like, why does it have to do that?
Exactly. You know, I'm not talking about companies. Dick's Sporting Goods, big, you know, huge conglomerate. Whatever.
Dick's Sporting Goods. I could do a voiceover. I could totally do a commercial for Dick's Sporting Goods. Hey, you come to Dick's.
If
you want to take it to the hole, get a new set of balls. We're having 2-for-1 basketballs down here at Dick's Sporting Goods. Come on down, ladies. We have women's size, too.
Shit, given that Robin Dick video, that might work these days.
No, I'm talking about the corporations that buy our politicians and then have the law changed to fit them. You know, why would we allow Monsanto to, even if they stopped genetically modifying foods, why would we allow Monsanto to, in a newly created free market, continue to reap the benefits from legislation and stuff that it passed that has allowed them to dominate the pesticide and all that market? You know, why should we allow them to continue? You know, if I catch somebody, I use this analogy on Twitter. If I catch somebody cheating at Monopoly, I don't just tell them, hey, all right, you can't do that anymore. Money you stole. You know what I mean? You either take the money from them and continue from there, or you hang the person out to show the rest of your community what you do to people who cheat on Monopoly. That's the same logic I'm using here. Why would we continue to allow these corporations to hold on to stolen, you know, stolen and exploited goods?
Exactly. 347-826-7667. Folks, don't be shy. If you want to jump in and stir it up, I'd love to have you join us. It's Vince with Foolish and Sicko tonight. And we're ranting and raving about this whole Seattle burning to the ground thing. Like that, it's a beautiful city. Why would you want to hurt that city? It's a beautiful city.
It's full of annoying people, though.
It's like San Francisco.
Oh, meanwhile, here's I'm going to paste this in the chat room for you folks. This is a new article about the congressman, Mike Rogers, who he's the congressman that he was one of the lead people on the CISPA bill. He got sworn last week. And
he's the one that made everybody mad, right?
Yeah, yeah. And here, check out this article. Have you ever seen a goatee donut?
Oh, that's right.
Citizens to commit, Ron Brainerd. What is that all about? Organizational meeting Sunday, 9 p.m. Pacific. Vincent, blocking the Hot Talk Radio, Vincent LeBay. What is that all about? That was sent to me.
Oh.
What did you do, Vince?
I didn't do anything, dude. Somebody made a goatee donut.
Was that a donut or a cake?
It's looks cake. Like a donut to me. Maybe it is a cake.
Yeah, I think it's a cake. Either way.
Maybe it's a cake donut. I'm sorry, Sicko. What'd you say? You're going to have to speak up.
I saw a goatee truck at one point. Let me see if I can find that picture for you.
A goatee truck?
Yeah, I remember that.
I was serious, though, about that congressman. He really got swatted, dude, right after.
Oh, did it get confirmed?
Yeah, after CISPA passed, allegedly this guy got swatted. He was one of the main CISPA people.
I don't know about him getting swatted, but I do know the representative in California, I think it is, that is trying to pass the anti-swatted.
Yeah, Lou, senator in Southern California introducing an anti-swatting bill in Sacramento. Oh. His home gets swatted. It's ridiculous.
When you're passing an anti-swatting bill, I think that's something you should expect. You should inform the local police department that, hey, this might happen. So let's set up a system to prevent that.
Yeah. Some of the bloggers that on the right wing that allegedly got swatted supposedly did that, so...
Oh, we had Rod on the show the other night, and we talked a little bit about that, Swattergate or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember that's how I already told him this on the show, but that's how I found out about Ron Brainerd, is because I listened to a show where they were talking about a swatting, and they were playing back recordings of a previous swatting, and then the alleged swatter called into the show. It was a fucking Lee Stranahan show, and he had Liberty Chick on there. And everybody's just like, oh, my God. And then they released a YouTube, and it was Ron's voice from some obscure recording. I don't know where. Who knows? Like, how do I know that's what Ron Brainerd sounds like?
Yeah.
And they put it, you know, side by side by the swatters, and you're like, yeah, you know, okay, maybe, sure. But it's like not. It's like one of those, you know, when they go to the sideline and review the play, it's, you know, kind of not. Sort of inconclusive.
They're kind of like those ghost hunter people with those EVPs where they can hear a word, and you're like, oh, the only reason why I think I'm hearing that is because you told me I hear that. So I've talked to Ron on the phone. I never thought that was his voice, but I don't know.
And then the other conspiracy on the other side was that it was Brandon Darby.
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
The same exact recording is put up against Brandon Darby's voice, and you're like, yeah, it kind of sounds like him. Inconclusive.
They just bring your mind to it.
Not overwhelmingly conclusive, but it's like, okay, yeah, they kind of sound the same.
Yeah, but either way, I don't know. That was a weird little interlude in the course things. That's for goddamn sure.
Jason Wade Taylor arrested, held as fugitives from justice. Is that for real?
Supposedly.
Oh, my God. You know, that guy called my show a couple days ago?
He was, one of the I don't know, out of all the crazy people on the internet, he is kind of in the probably upper 5%, I'd say.
Wow. Yeah, he called in a couple nights ago. He wasn't on air. I screened him in the screening room. He's like, hey, what's up, Randy? Put me on. He just, like, demanded that I put him on. I was like, all right, dude, I got a lot of people waiting to call and get on the air. I'll get to you when I can. And then he just, like, hung up.
Good times. So,
whatever. He didn't sound like he was in a very pleasant mood.
Yeah.
Kind of like that guy. Did you hear the show the other night when I had the guy that was allegedly anonymous? Anons against your Anon News?
No, I didn't catch that one.
Okay, so this guy calls in and says he's like, yeah, I'm the guy behind Anons against your Anon News. And I'm like, oh, great, fine, cool. And he's just really gruff and just in your face, but I don't know, he kind of reminded, like, his voice kind of sounded familiar. It turns out it was this guy, Joe Pritch, who also does his own BTR show. And I guess he started that account. He alleges that he started that account and somebody hacked into it and took it from him. Or maybe he was sharing it with somebody and they changed the code, whatever. He got locked out of it. He's like, I have nothing to do with it anymore.
And they took it from him.
Sorry, I was looking for the
treachery within treachery.
That's crazy, man. You could just take people. Isn't that crazy how people can just take your Twitter if they want?
It makes
me feel good that nobody hates me that much that they're just like, you know what, I'm just going to take Vince's Twitter for 5 minutes, have fun. You know, people just, I appreciate that, folks. Thank you.
His Twitter account got taken because he gave the wrong person a password.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand that. Sorry.
That's usually not a good idea.
Yeah, he went to somebody and was like, hey, you want to help me run this account? Here's the password. Instead of being like, hey, you want to help me run this account? Let me set up group tweet for you. So that way I don't have to give you actual access to the account, but you can still tweet from it.
Right. All right, folks, we got another caller waiting to come on the air. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this might be Shmoop. Shmoop, is that you?
Hey, Vincent, how the fuck are you?
I'm doing great, dude. How are you doing?
Hey, Ronald Bright, you talk about Planned Parenthood here. What the fuck's going on, you?
John, Jesus, Ron, can't you go with Dave without, like, we just had you on the show, like, 2 days ago. Can't you, like...
No, that wasn't me, okay? That was my older twin brother. He's a dick, let me tell you. His name is Ronald Bright. Lives on 34th Street. He's a brick, let me tell you.
So this guy called in to pretending to be you.
Yeah, he's pretending to be me. He's my older twin brother. He's my evil twin brother. Let me tell you something. He smokes more crack than my Aunt Martha, okay?
That's a bad habit. She should stop
that. It's a very bad habit because, you know, he's always smoking all that crack. And all I do is I want it back. And he won't give it to me back. Vince, talk about Planned Parenthood. Let me tell you something about Planned Parenthood, okay?
What about it?
My cousin Vinny and his girlfriend, Martha, surprisingly her name is Martha too, okay? They didn't have Planned Parenthood. Now they have this kid. They got little Ronnie going around, running around the fucking house like a goddamn maniac and shit. And fucking, you know, that's the consequences. You get little Ronnie running around like maniacs and shit. What the fuck? Would you want that, really?
Ron, get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense, dude. Did you guys understand anything he just said there?
I probably don't understand what the fuck I was saying either, okay?
Time out, Ron Briner, time out. 2 minutes, Ron Briner. 2 minutes. Cracked out Ron Briner on 2 minutes. Sorry, guys. You know, it's supposed to be your show, and Ron is just, like, trying to hog. You know, it actually sounds like the real Ron. I think he really is just cracked out. You know, he should have, you know, it's like, dude, I just had him on the show. I'm almost, like, embarrassed for him. But anyways, 347-826-7667 is the numero. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I have Anon Sicko with me and Foolish Reporter. Foolish Reporter, outside of your coverage, your boots on the street coverage of the Battle of Seattle, what other things have you been reporting on lately?
Not much, actually. There's a fight going on in my state over this poor florist who said she wouldn't cater, or whatever you want to say, the service of a gay couple. And they had actually worked it out where nobody was really all that mad. The couple was, you know, upset because they'd known this lady for a long time. And then the outrage brigade got a hold of it and became a thing. And then the state AG is going to sue her under our consumer protection law. And then the ACLU also stepped in and said they'd sue her unless she met some conditions that they wanted her to meet. So it was just a weird thing to me to sit there and think about the ACLU, of all people, you know, threatening to use the power of the state to kind of violate someone's civil liberties. But, again, I know I'm a weird, poor conservative and not an intellectual, so what do I know?
Yeah, you know what? I don't see you as a conservative. I don't see you as
I don't know.
You know what you are? I know what you are.
Uh-oh.
You're a self-hating liberal. It's okay. That's what I am. I'm a self-hating liberal.
It's a possibility.
No, I'm actually curious. Growing up in California, or on the West Coast, anywhere on the West Coast, really, for that matter, and that's how you notice it. Notice how you don't notice a difference in accent, really, in people that are native to, from Washington to Oregon to California to Arizona. There's no really hardcore distinguishable, other than, like, you know, surf's up, bro, 69, dude. You know, hardcore surfers or something like that. It's pretty kind of like vanilla.
Yeah,
so
I've heard.
It was kind of like uniform. On the West Coast, especially in the more metropolitan areas, you know, things tend to be a little more culturally liberal.
Oh, yeah.
I put that in quotation marks. And this is one of the things that I learned from Andrew Breitbart, of all people, that from his entire archive, the one thing that I picked up that stuck with me the most was his idea of how he grew up a default cultural liberal in California. But he was in Southern California. I'm in Northern California. And I totally identify with that. That's exactly what my upbringing was. And that's what Breitbart and his whole crew is. They're a bunch of self-hating liberals. And I think in the entirety of the country is essentially liberal, and the people that consider them conservative are kind of embarrassed that they're liberals, so they want to repent. And that's just how it is. And then so it sets up this yin yang bullshit, and it just goes. It's just like a ping pong ball, you know, game that just goes back and forth and never ends.
No, I'd say that's a fair assessment. I mean, that's, yeah, kind of stuck with me, too, when I read through his stuff the first time around. Is, you know, it's hard for people to see it, I guess, if they, I don't know. But it's just in the culture to think a certain way. And if you kind of walk away from it, you get treated as an apostate. You know, like you were saying, it's kind of a repentance or, you know, penitence, whatever you want to say. And so, you know, there is that weird element to it, but you got to admit, in a lot of ways, things are getting kind of, like, way over the top ridiculous, so whatever. Got to say something, I guess.
No doubt. No doubt. And when there's nothing to say, sometimes
exactly.
You just need to rock out, bros. You know what I'm saying? Ladies,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Vince in the Bay, getting ready to cruise into hour number two. I'm going to be right back. with Sicko and Coolest Reporter. And waiting in the wings, we have Danny Dad Italian. And we'll bring back Cracked Out Ron Reiner after these messages from Rare Earth. Be right back.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, Il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di rendere autoceo un segnale in qualcosa.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
That's right, kiddos. 1 hour left with Foolish Reporter and Anon Sicko, my guests tonight. Welcome back, guys.
Yo.
What's going on, Ben?
Oh, nothing much. I noticed, what did I see in the chat room there? Maybe it was on Twitter. Anyways, we got an hour left. Crash. Foolish Reporter tweets crash. Are you crashing, dude?
No. It was when Ron Brenner impersonator was on the line.
Oh, Ron's still here. I should take him off timeout. Ron, if you want to come back on, press one. If you can press one, Ron. Somebody tell me if Ron can press one or not, because all right, I'll just take him off timeout. Ron, you're back off timeout. Ron? Oh, maybe that's not Ron. Hello?
No, it's me.
It's Ron? It's me as in it's Ron?
Hey, yeah, put me back on mute, you prick.
Oh, Ron doesn't want to be, he wants to stay on mute. All right, fine, fair enough. Okay. We'll put him on.
I've got a great story for you guys, if y'all didn't see me tweeting about it earlier today, because I know how much y'all love the police state and, you know, the...
Oh, yes. False flags. I'm into all of it.
Recently, a young girl in Florida was at school. Mind you, this is a straight-A student, never been in trouble before, ever. She's at school. She's inquisitive. She wants to do a science experiment. Science experiment causes a small explosion. No damage done, nobody hurt, nothing. She's now facing felony charges for creating a weapon and having possession of a weapon on school property.
Detonating a weapon of mass destruction. Danny is our terrorism expert, and he confirms in the chat room that she is technically a terrorist. In fact, let's bring on Danny. Danny is our senior terrorist correspondent. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Danny, of course, is disguising his voice. Or is this not Danny?
This is Agent 47. We've got control of Danny's Skype.
Agent 47. Okay.
Me and Truth is Sexy have infiltrated Danny's Skype, and we will soon infiltrate his other accounts.
Right on. Duly noted. Duly noted.
Niggers tongue my anus.
Niggers tongue your anus. Great. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. Vince of the Bay with Foolish Reporter and Anon Sicko. We got 52 minutes left to go. 52 minutes until the pain ends, kids. All right, let's take another call. Live, unscreened caller. You're on the air. Who is this?
Unscreened? You mean me?
That's you.
Oh, this is Jake.
Jake?
Jake. I used to live in Seattle.
Jake.
I missed out on the fun today.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I can
What's
see why
your take?
She's kind of pissed off. Costs a hell of a lot of money to live in Seattle these days, and nobody pays enough to live. I mean, you got to put like 12 people in a in an apartment to get by. You know what I mean?
Well,
everywhere. Right? Back when I lived there, I paid $100 a month back in the 80s, early 80s. And well, that was easy to get by. My parents, my dad worked, my mom didn't. Raised us kids, five of us. He had no problem buying a house and sending us all to college. Well, nobody can afford a house today. You got to have a really good job. You got to have two really good jobs. The wife's got to work too. And the cost of college, the wages, you know, good middle class wages haven't changed. They haven't gone up in the past 30 years. Things are out of whack. And we keep spending all our money. We blew, what, $4 trillion invading Iraq?
That was all off the books.
We've been stepping on countries since World War II. What, Guatemala, Chile, Nicaragua, Iran. And now our companies are sending all our jobs overseas to these places where people get paid 20 cents an hour if they're lucky. The whole system is whack.
No doubt.
People get paid just enough to survive and nothing more. They don't have time to
check the paycheck.
Take the paycheck. And all these fat cat bankers and corporate execs.
They're still getting subsidized. Yeah.
They bought our government. It's messed up. Things got to change. That's why people are in Seattle are pissed off. And then the police start blowing off bombs all over the place. I saw all the videos of that crap going on down there.
Link
it
me to the
nuts.
Video, bro. I want to see the video.
Oh, I watched the one.
Put it in the chat room.
What was her name? Tacoma Pirate on Ustream. She was the one who had her husband was down there, had the baby in the stroller. It flashed, bang, blew up right next to the stroller. She was freaked out. She picked up pieces of shrapnel that almost hit her little baby. It was nuts.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call, Jake. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay, and the lines are open. Let's go another caller unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller, you're on the air. Oh.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for reals.
Holy shit. Last time I tried this, dude, I didn't get through for like 3 hours and I had to listen to you.
Oh, dude, you got in early, man. You lucked out. What's up? What do you got?
Nah, I'm just kidding you, shit. I'm going to call in representation of NinjaSec because we didn't get in the last time you invited all of us.
NinjaSec.
Right? Here, let me give you a hand. I'll give you a hand as to who I am.
What's going on, Murphy?
I'm a little drunk and I just called in. Who knows who I am? Who's on the line?
I think we all know who you are.
Well, yeah, who are you? I know who Vince is.
It's the Foolish and Sicko Takeover. Foolish reporters here.
Foolish?
And not Sicko.
Foolish and Sicko? Man,
yeah.
I need to pay more attention to who's here. Those guys are the smexiest guys on Twitter, and
yeah.
I really got nothing for you, man. I just called in, happened to listen to the show on my phone, and y'all accepted my call, so my nipples are hard.
Well, you know, Sicko has a story to tell. I think we cut him off. Sicko, did you want to continue what you were saying?
Yeah. All right. So, girl's facing felony charges. The county that she lives in, just to recap, girl goes to school, does a science experiment, it blows up, doesn't hurt anybody, she goes to jail, facing felony charges. Quick side note, minors don't get due process of law when charged as a minor. They don't get bail. They don't get a jury trial. It's when you're charged as a minor, it's a judge that makes that decision on whether you're innocent or guilty. So the county she's living in is Polk County, Florida, is the only county to take part in Florida's new program that allows them to send juveniles to adult jails to defer the cost, to make it less costly for the state, for the city. They can send them to county jails and make the state pay for it. Or something like that. So they now have incarcerated this young girl in an adult prison for doing a science experiment that caused no injuries, no damage. The principal has said that she's a great student, even though he called the cops on her. And this all stems from zero tolerance laws and rules. And zero tolerance is a fucking joke. I think kids suspended for walking out of class as the bell rang angrily because there's zero tolerance for violence. Just walking out of class sputtering because you failed a test can get you suspended from school.
I want to wax serious with you, Sicko. How involved was, since this was a minor you're talking about, how involved was the parent in these charges?
There's not much the parents can do about that. You know what I mean? It's the girl goes to school, she does a science experiment at school, the incident takes place, and I think she was suspended and then later picked up by cops. So it's really not up to the parents to determine if she's going to go to jail or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a question. I'm wondering how much involvement they were allowed, basically.
To be honest, like I said, I don't really know. I mean, I'm sure the parents are right there with them, you know, or with her. Every quote I've seen, this isn't some troublemaker thug kid. You know what I mean? This is an actual upstanding young girl, and now she's facing felony charges. If you know anything about juvenile prisons, you know that they are specifically designed to treat kids. Certain kinds of punishments aren't supposed to be doled out. You know, pepper spray, tasers aren't supposed to be used in juvenile prisons. Kids are supposed to have access to educational materials, stuff like that. None of these kids get any of this in these adult prisons. They're treated like adults. They're tased. They're pepper sprayed. One kid, and there's a lawsuit being filed against the Polk County Sheriff. One kid was put on suicide watch, made to strip down in front of everybody, held in a cage, that's what they call it, that is empty except for a vent that can be seen by everybody. You know, they put you in suicide-proof clothes and all that shit. They put him in this cage for 3 days because he expressed depression at being in jail. Not suicidal thoughts. He was just sad. He was in jail. That's what jail does to you. Kind of makes you sad that, you know, you're not allowed to go outside and play on the park.
And all that definitely happened to this little lady, just for the high school thing. All that happened.
This is just I'm describing the environment that they have now cast this young student into. This boy who was put on suicide watch didn't receive any counseling afterwards. Yet they can't take you off a suicide watch until a counselor says that you've gotten better. But they gave him no help. So that's what kind of environment that we've not thrown this young, upstanding student into because she decided she was going to, you know, do a little science. They exploded. Nobody got hurt. Nothing got broken except for whatever she was mixing it in, I'm sure.
First of all, Vince has got the easiest job in the damn world because we're just talking on his radio show.
So well, Vince, actually, guys, no, I'm just messing with you. No. To be honest, I am busy engineering, screening, and moderating the chat room. I am now going to welcome, as host, I'm going to welcome to our panel tonight Danny Dantalian. He is our foreign international terrorist expert, senior correspondent. What's up?
Oh, what's up, Vince? What's going on?
Nothing
I
much.
Had to call in from my phone because I'm having some issues with Skype. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, I'd like to weigh in on this situation about this girl in Florida with the explosive devices. You know, it's obvious that she was a terrorist, probably of Chechen descent, and that she was planning to do some damage. And it's a good thing that the law enforcement got there and was able to apprehend her and, you know, put her in a suicide cape or whatever. I say that's perfectly fine. It needs to happen more often. As a matter of fact, they need to interrogate her, find out what her contacts are. You know, waterboarding is cool, but to be honest, I think they should just put her in a dark room and let her listen to death metal for about 8 hours at a time.
I'm pretty stoked we got this evil terrorist, you know, out of our streets. She's not able to influence any more of our other youth.
I know, because she could easily teach other kids how to make explosive devices like that. I mean, you know, because it seems like she was very intelligent, that she knew which chemicals to mix together to make something explode. And it seems like we don't want that kind of intelligence in our schools. I'm sorry.
It's a dangerous thing. She's probably the head of a sleeper cell at that.
Most likely.
Yeah, I think we should go in first. We have to waterboard her teacher to make sure he wasn't in on it.
Well, from what I read, the principal came to her defense, so he's likely a terrorist sympathizer.
Well, he's the one who called the cops. So I think he was trying to play politics and be like, okay, well, I turned this terrorist in, but I didn't really want to, you know, because I'm the good guy and I don't want to people. But I
smells like commie to me, though.
He's a school principal, so he's probably.
It usually is.
We should move on from there. We should obviously find out if she's dating and waterboard, you know, her spouse. We should expect her first period class needs to be waterboarded and her last period class needs to be waterboarded just to make sure that she's not planning it. She hasn't been planning anything when she arrives or leaves school.
Shit.
I think we should just open up. I mean, Gitmo's not far from Florida, right?
Yeah. It's closer than most places.
Hey, we just put all these kids on a boat and send them over to Gitmo. We'll find out.
No, you know what we should put these kids on? We should put these kids on a civilian cargo plane with poorly strapped down cargo and send them over there.
Good idea. All right, quickly to the lines. We're going to bring back on, who's this? Wait. Oh, my God. It's Barfy Ninja. What's up, Barfy Ninja?
Oh, man, you got total control over these lines, Vince. I'm impressed, man. I've been listening to these two intelligent dudes talking, and I've just been fapping and bullshitting.
Me too, brother. Me too. That's why I have the extended silences. I'm just continually pleasuring myself while the conversation flows.
He's all smart and shit. We got Dantillion, and he's like, I see him on my Twitter feed, and he's a troll. And you got a whole radio show on Twitter trolls, and
hey, I am not
something in fact.
What are you talking about?
I am not a radio show
on Twitter trolls. What are you talking about?
I do not. The internet.
We're doing. Are you kidding me? Are you looking at my episode info?
I am 100%. It's about every. This has been hacked by Agent 47.
Okay, Agent 47 again. Great. Fabulous.
Hey,
appreciate the call. Barfy Ninja.
I didn't even know how to pronounce your name until I listened to this. So.
Oh, Vincent the Bay? How hard is that to pronounce?
No, not Vince. I'm sorry, Mr. Vince. And you give me mustache envy. It was the other guy, Dandelion.
Dandelion.
We'll call him Dandelion.
No, it's not Dandelion. It's Dantalion.
It's Dandelion.
Dantalian is what I see. Dantalian.
Well, I'm on my phone. So I can't read.
Look, Barfy Ninja, you have nothing to fear from me, okay? All right? Except the sword fight.
No, hey, man, whenever you feel like hitting me,
You have skills, do you, Barfy Ninja?
Not really. And you've invited these two intelligent people on your show, and then you let me in, so, you know.
You're calling me intelligent. I'm not really intelligent. I can just Google faster than people.
Hey, you know what? I don't know how to Google. I know how to Yahoo search, and I don't need you to hold that against me.
Oh, my God.
It's all right, bro. We won't tell anybody that you being...
Now, Sticko and Barfy are going at it. All right, come on. Settle down. All right. Stop.
Sicko to just Sicko.
Just because we have a ninja doesn't mean we all have to challenge him to a sword fight.
Only if we're going to play tummy swords.
Speaking of sword fight, it wasn't the world I'm sorry. I think we should just take all stockpiles of gunpowder and all that and send it out into space and never create any more. And we should just all walk around with swords on our hip again. And when somebody offends you, you challenge them to a duel, and you take care of it right there, and then you go on about your way.
Yeah, but we evolved all this cool shit, man. Why are we trying to devolve back to the stuff we already moved past? That kind of trips me out.
You want to devolve the swords? I'm down for some bacon and Twizzler wars, sir.
Yeah, I'm not talking about devolving everything. Like, I still want computers and cell phones and shit like that. I just don't want firearms. I want swords. Swords take a lot more skill to win a battle with. You know what I mean? You can get a lucky shot off. You're not going to beat a better swordsman just by getting lucky.
Hey, believe me,
but a Twitter swordsman is not going to beat anyone at a gunfight.
That's what I'm saying. We got to get rid of guns.
What? No, dude. Guns are cool, man. You got to keep guns.
You
just don't shoot people. You just teach people don't shoot people. You don't shoot a person. Come on. That's not what it's for. Education.
I called a phone sex line, and they got three weird dudes instead of one dude that sounds like a chick.
I'm telling you, man, you take away the guns, people are going to get fucking lightsabers, bro. Then what are you going to do? People are always going to be one step ahead.
I joined the Jedi religion, duh.
That's how we got ninjas, man.
Yeah, you know what? We might have a fucking ninja Jedi fucking sword fight later if this doesn't fucking calm down really quick. But we got another caller. Let's try to put things aside and bring on another caller. This is Cedric. Cedric, what's up? You're on with Barfy Ninja, Sicko, and Foolish, and me, Vince LeBay. What's going on?
Hey, well, I guess that's about perfect for usernames. Like, I had an exception to something. I don't know who it was said it earlier because I joined the call late. He's talking about we can't allow these people with high mental capacities in our schools. And it reminded me instantly of a Twilight Zone episode where this kid actually passed a test and was euthanized because he was too smart.
That's right, I guess, too.
Hello?
We should absolutely do that. We should just go ahead and euthanize everybody who's too smart for their own good.
Well, I think what we're talking about is who's too smart for the common good.
They're trying to purify the race.
Yeah, that's what Planned Parenthood is.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree.
Oh, and
that.
Of course,
I mean,
on cue, robotic
is it that who is
the,
too smart for their own good, the individual, or who's too smart for the group good, the small collective, or is it who is too smart for the common good? Because any competent
true?
Researcher is going to discover in a matter of a year or two that we're being lied to. So
What are you defending by saying...
You're telling me the government is lying to me? No. Whoa.
I'm not saying the government's doing it. They hire the media to do it.
No.
The government would never...
You're probably the first person to ever think that, dude.
Probably
you should write
not.
That down in a book.
Yeah, dude, write it down somewhere because no one's ever heard that before.
No, I'm just saying, if I've heard this argument before, I'm not claiming this is an original thought.
Nothing I have is really all that original.
So I'm a good bad parrot, basically. I can recite arguments that I've heard before, but I put them in context, and I wanted to know, are you serious when you're talking about the idea of euthanizing children because they're too smart? Because that's what it sounded like to me. I mean, I'm not trying to make it into anything imaginary. I'm just saying, what's your real position when it comes to intelligence?
I would never consider suicide, sir.
Who said that?
Okay, good.
Was that Sika that was saying that? I don't know. It wasn't me.
Well, I'm glad at least one person.
This is Ron Barfy. I just want to say, hey, foolish, what are you doing, sexy?
Not less, man.
Oh, Danny says he said it. Oh, Danny's back. Let's bring Danny on. Danny, was that you that said that?
Hi.
Oh, no, it's not Danny. That's, oh, yeah, Danny's account got it. I forgot.
Hi, Vince.
Truth is sexy, right.
Holy shit, there's a female on your radio show, Vince.
Yeah.
Let's give her all the attention right now.
Impersonator.
It's about damn time you get a female on this show.
Excuse me?
I laugh like my balls haven't dropped.
All right. Truth is sexy.
What's up?
Huh?
What is it, Vince?
All right, everybody's talking over everybody else. All right, truth is sexy.
That's your fault, Vince.
What did you want to add?
Well, I just wanted to say that you guys don't have to worry about Danny trolling you guys anymore because pretty soon all of his accounts are going to be bye-bye.
All right, so the only girl on your show sounds like she's talking through a fish tank.
Is there a problem with that?
I second that.
Bring my whiskey in here.
I'm not intimidated by my Tetra in my fish tank.
Yeah. Vince got pussy on the air. Bring me my whiskey.
The hell are you talking about? Who is that?
Hey, dude, you let me on your show, we're going to say a bunch of whiskey.
Wait, this is Cedric. Cedric, do you have somebody else on the line with you that's talking?
No. I hope not.
Okay, all right. Because I heard another voice. Okay, all right. We got Foolish. We got
Sicko.
We got Barthy. We got Cedric. We got Danny. And we're now going to bring on another caller, unscreened, block number caller. You're on the air. Who is this?
Vince, I report you.
This is a North American server. Why are you here anyway?
Hello?
I can't, sorry. I only just finished in the starting area, and I don't have any money.
And then let's give a shout out to shout out again. There's White Ninja, and then there's those other ninjas, and there's a green one, but that's
bring
me.
It to the screen. I got my light. I see. Robo. Take my.
And then there's Ninja Mo.
Yeah, you better step off, bro. Let's go back to the phone lines. Caller, unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this?
Vince, can we talk about bitcoins? Vince, can we talk about bitcoins? Vince,
absolutely.
Can we talk about bitcoins? 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 Vince, can we talk about bitcoins? Bitcoins? Vince, can we talk about bitcoins? 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 Vince,
wait. The cash of security is 347-826-7667. Oh, my goodness. God, we only have 25 minutes left of this.
No, we don't. We have as long as you want, Vince. It's your show.
No, we have 25 minutes. There's 25 minutes left.
Are you telling me Blog Talk Radio is only giving you 25 more minutes?
I'm going to call in the chopper to rescue me.
We are anonymous. We do not push it. We do not pitch.
Can you hear me now? Good.
No.
Come out of time.
under your feet.
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat a trying man?
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat a trying man?
You better stop. It is the wrong of loyal.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck
press
play.
Hear what I gotta say. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay, yo. Hey, everybody. If we just do like Selassie says, stop hating the Bay, we're gonna be okay. Welcome back, Foolish Reporter and a non-sicko.
What's happening?
Well, we got 20 minutes left to go before this nightmare is over. I want to thank everybody for hanging in. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in. Asshurt is asleep in the chat room. She probably fapped to my voice and is nodded off now. Calm, I guess, or Calm3X in the chat room. Chef Bone RD still hanging out. Clear Cup in the building. Danny Dantalian in the house. Foolish Reporter. Hammurabi's Code in the building. Jewish Producer in the house. Welcome, Jewish Producer. Feel really bad for Jewish Producer. He's a big Clippers fan. They're not looking good in their series. They're really going to have to get their shit together if they want to pull it off with the Grizzlies. 2 years in a row, Grizzlies. This time, I don't know, last year they beat the Grizzlies, though. Good luck with that.
Lakers are already out, right?
Oh, Jewish says I should beware of the Nuggets, asshole. Well, you know what, Jewish Producer? You're right. We got to take care of things tomorrow night on Warriors ground. We're going to hold our ground and win the game. Just like we have the last two games at home, just take care of business at home and we're good.
Your coach was getting a little pissed off there the other night.
Yeah. Sometimes, those Nuggets, they like to play a little below the belt, if you know what I'm saying.
Stands that way.
Yeah, they like to mix it up a little bit.
Curry's a madman. You kind of got to try to get him off of his rhythm, I guess, is the justification I kept hearing. So, makes sense. But from what I saw, it didn't really look like any serious shit. So, I don't know what Jackson was really freaking out about.
He's just trying to get his team fired up.
Yeah, good point. What's the, 3-1 or 3-2 or?
3-2. 3-2 going back to Oakland.
Okay, that's right. They're the ones that went 7 for the first round.
Oh, Jewish Producer says Jason Collins likes to play the below belt too. Bada bing, bada boom. You need a rim shot there.
Okay. 1.1 points per game.
Yeah. All right. Let's bring back the rest of our panel. We have Cedric here. Cedric, what's going on? Cedric, are you still there?
He's got pussy on the show.
All right, Cedric, we're gonna go ahead and put you on hold. Danny Dantalian back on the show. What's up, Danny?
Dude, I'm back. I got my Skype back.
Oh, it is the actual little Danny.
Yeah.
It wasn't Who was that? Two different people had access to your thing and called in.
It was Truth is Sexy and Agent 47, but I got it all sorted out, man. Yeah, dude, it's all good. They didn't change the email, so I just set that shit back real quick. And yeah, freaking noobs. But yeah, like I was saying, though, we should euthanize everybody that has an IQ over 80. Seriously, unless they're in the military or they're a politician or they're a celebrity or something and they actually give something back to society, what point do they have to be alive? Like, either they're just too smart and we need to get rid of them. So I was 100% serious about that earlier, yeah.
All right, we have that on the record.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring on more callers. We only have 15 minutes left, and there's a bunch of people that still want to chime in. Hammurabi Scode, you're now on the board. What's up, Hammurabi Scode?
Oh, not a lot. I'm just trying to catch up quick. I do happen to like Danny's idea. I would also like to submit for everyone's approval that it should be mandatory that you have no fewer than 10 children. No IQs over 80. No,
and if you're ugly, you can't reproduce if you're ugly, too. That's another thing.
Now you're just raising the bar.
Yeah, you can't be ugly. You have to be able to measure your face with the golden ratio, and you have to have, you know, you have to have good genes, or you can't reproduce.
What's the golden ratio?
Google it.
I'm going to Google that shit.
Totally Google that shit, dude. Okay, next caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hey, what's up? Who's that? Caller, you're on the air. Unscreened. Huh?
Jake.
Jake is back. Everybody, Jake. Welcome, Jake, back to the show.
Yeah, on the topic of IQ.
What did you want to add?
The court just ruled this week that if you're too smart, you can't be a cop. The police departments have these rules. You take these tests, and if you're too smart,
Is that what they told you?
And a court ruled that, you know, some guy had applied and was not allowed to become a policeman. He sued. But the court upheld the police department rules and, well, they can do whatever rules they want.
Sounds legit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's take more calls. Let's go. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Testing.
Yeah, hi, Tester. Who is that?
Nice. Yeah, it's Barfy again. I just got disconnected.
Oh, you got disconnected.
Fault.
Okay. Barfy Ninja. So
yeah,
happily, you know, I was really
shout out to all the non-white males that called into your show. I love diversity.
Okay.
Yeah, man, no one laughed.
Yeah, I like the fact that I have a ninja on my panel tonight. I, you know, did a whole show devoted to ninjas, and everybody showed up.
You did a show devoted to ninja, and then Russell League fucked it up.
No,
and
I
love that.
I fucked it up because
you can take the blame, but let's be honest.
And everybody got
It was some badass trolls that took over the show instead of ninjas, and I give credit where credit is due.
Ring ding 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 ding.
I think he wants a sword fight.
I love diversity. Let's give it up for all the short white males in the house, and then the tall white males in the house.
You really like males.
Well, that seems to be the consensus on the show here is white
seems
dudes.
Seems to be the demographics of the radio show.
Instead of Vince in the Bay, let's go with white dudes to talk. Because I'm one of them, dude. I'm down.
Got a freaking demographic expert over here. Hey,
hell,
tell us the rating.
I
would like the non-white white person to speak right now. Go ahead.
You want no white people to speak?
Well, no, I want the non-white person that's on your show.
Racist.
I'm just giving shit, man. I got no purpose to be here. I didn't even expect to be on your call show, so.
You're a racist.
Well, I guess tonight where I have a completely Aryan panel.
Dude, I'm
Kyle.
I don't even understand what they're saying, and I'll listen.
No, we off with the
Aryan panel has been talking about eugenics. This is really reflecting well on all of us.
I talk
here,
about
here, I'll leave everybody with a good take-home joke, and then I'll leave.
No, you won't, because I'm going to talk over you.
Ding 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 ding.
In before my Nielsen Ninja.
All right, that's enough, Hammurabi. Don't make me put you on timeout, all right? We only got 10 minutes left. Let's let the man talk.
No, you don't have to let me go. I didn't even expect to get on here. I just want to let everybody know that Sicko and Foolish Reporter are the shiznit, and that's why I'm listening tonight. Thank you. Ha!
You have our gratitude.
Go die in a fire.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. You, too, can call in and insult us. We got 10 minutes left. It's plenty of time to call in, prank us, talk shit, I don't know, make up stuff. It doesn't matter. You got 10 minutes left. What is so goddamn funny?
Vince, you have no shame.
Huh?
Vince, you have no shame.
Who said that?
Barfy.
Oh yeah. What about it?
I'm just pointing it out.
I thought you left.
Tension whatsoever. It's awesome, and I envy it.
Well, this was an impromptu show, and it's turning into, you know, it's kind of like NBA basketball. All the all-stars, they're all still playing. They're still scoring points, but the score's already been settled, so we're just playing out the string now.
Vince, what is up with you rooting for Golden State? Like, I don't understand. Who roots for Golden State?
Warriors, a lot of people do. They sell out.
No, a lot of people don't.
There's a lot of people.
Well, there's a lot of people who apparently love basketball and puppy parades and bipedal pooch 69. Because that's how they get down at the Golden State halftime show. I saw it on TBS. They know drama.
Oh, Vince.
Hey, there's no.
How much do you get paid for these fucking shows, sir?
TNT.
All right, we have 8 minutes left, so it's just enough time.
Hey, Nicole from Suicide Girls is drunk and making an ass of herself on Twitter. This is funny.
Barfree Ninja loves Vince and Foolish and Sicko and all of you equally.
Wait.
And I will barf on any of you, but I got to hang up now. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Barfree Ninja, thanks for coming out. Appreciate the call.
I love all of you. Bye.
All right.
What are, like, drunk X-Night or meffed out X-Night? I don't even know.
Check him out on Twitter, Barfy Ninja on Twitter. Well, we're about to ready to round it out here. Let's. I think we should go around the horn, get final thoughts here, and wrap her up. Let's start final thoughts. Hammurabi's good. Final thoughts before we end the program.
Beat your dick, stay Gucci, don't watch Golden State. If you do, make sure you bring your pooch to the motherfucking game, because this is going to be all sort of a goddamn gymnastics fucking show with your fucking dog. Some guy is going to rub its vagina. I'm posting a video of this. I've seen it happen. It's straight up animal abuse, Vince. Support your local bipedal pooch 69 shelter and training team.
Yeah, that's some funny shit.
You can't make this up, Danny. You cannot make this up. I think Vince knows damn good and well exactly what I'm talking about. He knows Charles Barkley was talking about this shit during halftime.
God,
I would love to hear
Charles Barkley's comments on this.
Oh, he's showing pictures of some other Negro's dogs. It might have been his own dog.
Yeah, you see what the hell was. They brought the dog out on the colt, man, and it was crazy. The dog, you should have seen this shit.
All right, appreciate those final thoughts there, Hammer of East Code. Appreciate the final thoughts. next thing, so go with the Jake. Hey, Jake, are you there? Final thoughts, Jake.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah. Parting thoughts.
A big poll just came out. 40% of Americans are constantly living in fear of terrorism. Like, they're afraid they're going to get hurt. But they don't realize they're more likely to die by virtue of their couch or having a TV fall on their head.
Nigga, fuck your couch.
Yeah. Couches and furniture is dangerous. It's more dangerous than those damn terrorists. But hey,
nothing is more dangerous than terrorists.
Yeah, well.
Very nice. High five.
Right on. Thanks, Jake. Appreciate the call. You're welcome back at any juncture in the future. And we have open lines. Who else do we have? Cedric, did you get your final thoughts?
And before females on the show.
Cedric, are you there? Did we lose Cedric? All right.
Sounds like he's busy.
Cedric is gone. Okay. Barfy Ninja, did you get final thoughts in?
No, I don't have thoughts. We're good.
All right. Appreciate the call.
That's the most honest thing anyone's ever said on your show.
Danny, did you already get your final thoughts?
No, I didn't. Yes. My final thoughts are going to be bring ding 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 ding.
All right, appreciate the call, Danny. Sicko, final thoughts before we sign off. Sicko, are you there? Sicko, fall asleep? Is he unmuted? Wait, hang on. Sicko, are you there?
Yeah, so I was trying to talk, but apparently you had me muted this entire time.
My switchboard is like not like me. It's not all together there. The buttons for some reason are not showing up. It's weird, but whatever. You're on my. I got you live now. What's up?
I was saying Martin Luther King said that America needs to understand that riots don't just appear out of nowhere. The riots is the language of the unheard, and I think that's something that we do need to look at when we start condemning these kids for breaking windows. Is why are they breaking windows? The simple answer is because they're immature kids. Generally, that's just not the case. You know, the simple answer in this point isn't the right answer, and we need to examine why these kids feel the only way to be heard these days is to set shit on fire in the streets and break windows.
No doubt. Thanks, Sicko. Appreciate the call tonight. And last but not least, Foolish Reporter, final thoughts.
Not much, man. It's been fun. Always an experience.
Right on. You have a blog or anything to plug real quick?
No, not right now. I'm not writing a lot right now. Sorry.
Winning.
All right.
Yep.
Just chilling. All right. Well, hey, thanks everybody for coming out. I appreciate it. All the calls tonight. It was a great time. The Lulz chopper is on its way en route right now. Here it comes. I'm going to take off. Thank you guys for calling. Appreciate everybody for listening. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceTheBay. I have a blog. VinceTheBay.blogspot.com. And God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Good night, everybody.
I got the truck. We're going downtown, gonna beat up the rock. You're gonna drive, I'll bring the beer. It's a late, late ship, no one to fear. And ride, ride, I'll ride. We're gonna drive one screaming off the street and ride, ride, how we ride. Got a black uniform and a field of ash. Play cops for real, and play cops for pay. Let's ride,
you very nice.